سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة؟ يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث، وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش. فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية، وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية. وما أدراك ما هي؟ نار حامية. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers and those that have received over the receivers, we have been Surah Al-Qariyah, many of us know it by heart, and many of our children that go to the madrasa, they know it by heart. As Muslims, our iman is that Allah sent us into this world to do many such good actions that make us successful in the Akhirah and make it easy for us to enter Jannah, fulfill those. The life after that, the day of Qiyamah, the day of Judgment Day, is true. And Allah Ta'ala describes the day of Qiyamah in different verses of the Quran. And this verse of the Quran, Surah Al-Qari'ah, is referring to the day of Qiyamah. But the expression the Mufassir gave is a sudden knock at our door, or a sudden appearance of the day of Qiyamah, or the striking of an event that is the day of Qiyamah. A person is at home, suddenly he hears a knock at his door. If it's daylight hours, or then maybe somebody visited or somebody came, we open the door. But if somebody knocks at our door 12 o'clock midnight, 1 in the morning, the people in the house will be terrified. Who's knocking at the door at this time? And who it must be from the police or security company, maybe some robbers, thieves or what. Similarly, people are engaged in different types of activities in the world. Either they are working, playing sports, doing something permissible halal, or doing something haram, aliyaz billah. Then suddenly Allah will tell Israfil alayhi salam to blow the trumpet, and the Qiyamah is definitely going to come. So let's do the English translation of the surah, and then little explanation as we go along. Al-Qari'atu mal-Qari'ah. The sudden knocker. What is the knocker? What shall inform you what the knocker is? It is the day when people become as scattered moths. When you have a candlelight or a bright light, moths and small insects come around it. But sometimes that light is so bright where the vision becomes blind, and they fly with no direction, and in that confusion they bang one another, or in confusion they go to the wrong direction and they die. mankind, causing harm to themselves. And when the announcement of Qiyamah will be made, the mountains will become like colored cotton wool. We know how big the mountains are, how huge they are. But Allah will make it soft like cotton wool, and different color mountains will become like different color cotton wool. فَأَمَّا مَنْ سَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. As for him whose scales of good deeds are weighty, he shall be enjoying a life of happiness, will be going to Jannah, paradise. While living, we obey the commands of Allah, follow the Sunnah teaching of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We read our Faraz Salah on its prescribed time, Mailul Jama'ah, that water 27 times more. For 40 days, we read our Salatul Jama'ah. Allah make our iman sincere and protect us all from hypocrisy and nifaq. Simply recite the Quran Sharif, take the Tasbih, recite Zikrullah. Start our day with Fajr Salah, recite Surah Yasin Sharif, a few paras of the Quran. Similarly, after Maghrib, we recite Surah Waqiya, Para 27, the Barak Lazi, Para 29. Allah will put a death in the punishment of the grave. And we recite Surah Iza Waqat al Waqiya, Allah will put barakah and blessing in our income, in our food. The next verse, Wa amma man khaffat mawazinuhu fa ummuhu hawiya. As for him whose scales are light, he did not do much good actions. His sins are more. His sins are more than his good actions. His abode shall be Hawiya. Here Hawiya refers to Jahannam, hellfire, severe heat, severe punishment. How will you know what this is? What is Hawiya? It is the blazing fire, Narun Hamiya. May Allah forgive us. May Allah grant us tawfiq to make sincere tawbah from our mistakes and our shortcomings. And when a person is tempted to do something haram, just contemplate. Imagine if my death comes and do something haram. May Allah will be angry with me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be angry with me. What's going to happen to us in the qabr? What's going to happen to us on the day of Qiyamah? It is mentioned on the day of Qiyamah, the scales will be weighed. A little good action or little wrong witness are recorded. مَا لِهَازَ الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah Ta'ala says in this verse on the day of Qiyamah, people will say, what type of a book is this? That any small good deed, any little wrong deed, the haram, everything is being recorded. And everything will be recorded. May Allah protect us. And it is mentioned on the day of Qiyamah, one is Iman and Kufr. Those that are not Muslims, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يَبْتَغْ غَيْرَ إِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. The religion that accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, religion of Islam, and we choose any other religion that isn't beside Islam, Allah is not going to accept it. So for non-Muslims, when they stand for Jahannam, there won't be any scales, the deed will not be weighed, because everything they did was wrong. And this weighing of the scales of the good deeds is for the Muslims only. And Allahumma hasibna hisaba yasira. Allah grant us an easy reckoning. It is mentioned on the day of Qiyamah, the first question will be about our salah. We read our salah correctly and properly, the other question will come easy. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar Walazimullahi Akbar. Salah read correctly, properly, the Noor of Salah will enlighten our heart and mind, dislike towards sins. We'll be asked how we spend our youth life. If we ask how we earn our money, how we spend it, halal way we earned it, spend it halal way. The little knowledge that Allah has given us, how much did we practice? Allah protect us, protect everybody. I'm telling you to myself first. It is mentioned on the day of Qiyamah when people sent to Jahannam, there will be one person getting such a severe punishment in Jahannam that he will be made to go around Jahannam out of humiliation, and everybody can see how humiliated this person is. The people of Jahannam will be astonished that this person used to give us advices and remind us about the commands of Allah. But how come he is being sent to Jahannam in a humiliating way? It will be told that I gave you all the advice, but I did not practice all my knowledge. I not practice what I preach. Ata amruna an-nasa bil birri wa tansawna anfusakum wa antum tatluna al-kitab. You are forgetting yourself, reminding others. One is in a broader scale during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Jews, Christians, the rabbis and the monks, they knew that another Nabi is going to come. And they knew all the signs of Nubuwwah was visible to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they did not accept Islam and Iman, especially the monks and the rabbis, because of love of wealth, or they themselves were involved in haram activities. Another place Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Parah 28, مَسَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَسَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. Those that have the knowledge of the Torah, where it is written that the Nabi is going to come, and Nabi Sassam came, instead of telling the people accept Islam, accept Nabi Sassam, but they did not say it. The knowledge, whatever they have, the rabbis and the monks, is like a donkey that got books on its back. The donkey don't know what books it has. So Allah must protect us, Allah protect me, and protect everybody. And the day of Qiyamah is definitely going to come. Keep contact with our respected ulama, imams of the masjids, senior ulama of the Darul Uloom, 6-7 hours of the day. Then the Darul Uloom, qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I feel extremely happy when people sit in the programs of other ulama. Islam, we don't compete with one another, but we complement one another. We want people to get hidayat, people go to Jannah. And by sitting in the company of other ulama and other programs, the iman is increasing. The love for sunnah is coming to them. And the concern for akhirat, we feel extremely happy. And say, sit by that ulama, we'll get encouragement. Go for all the programs. Allah make it easy. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, once he was reciting the Quran, and he came to this verse, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. The day of Qiyamah, Allah will sell the non-Muslim disbelievers. Separate yourself from the obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Abu Hanifa, being a fountainhead of piety, a fountainhead of Islamic knowledge, where he studied the Quran, the Hadith, and the Imam of the Hanafi Mazhab. But his fear of Allah is so much that he's spending the night in crying and dua. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. What is going to happen to me on the day of Qiyamah when Allah will say, the sinful and the disobedient, separate yourself from those that are obedient. And in this world, whatever action we do, the more sacrifice, the more sincerity, the reward is more. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمُوتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah put us in this to see who amongst us do many, many good actions, lot of sincerity and lot of acceptance. And we don't desire praises from people. If somebody praises, you must throw dust on their face. And we don't know how sincere they are in their praises also. Allah Ta'ala knows best. Hypocrisy in friendship is very common today. Sometimes people pretend to be your friend and they praise you. But the moment they leave your company, they have a knife behind your back. They want to disgrace you, humiliate you, make you a ghibat. Don't remember any good of yours. Go on a character assassination. Allah protect us from such types of hypocritical friends. And also very, very important, we fulfill the rights of one another. Huqullah and huqul ibad. Once Rasulullah asked his Sahaba, who is a bankrupt person? The Sahabas replied, who got no money, they are bankrupt. Nabi also mentioned, a bankrupt person is here on the day of Qiyamah, who come with a lot of accepted salah, accepted hajj, accepted Quran tilawat, zikr, charities, whatever good you can think of. But they did not fulfill the rights of one another, or they cause harm to one another. Your good deeds will be given. If you owe people money, pay our debts. If we abuse somebody, made false story of people, try to find out the truth and rectify. Otherwise, that false story, lies, riba, backbiting, your good deeds will be transferred to that person. May Allah protect me and protect everybody. Let's make a dua. Also, one more thing, the people of Jannah. Allah mentioned about them in the Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل إخوانا على سور المتقابلين. When people go to Jannah, Allah will clean our heart from hatred, malice. There will be only love, unity, muhabbat. That's why in Jannah also a person have many hoors. But the pious wife of this world will be the queen of the hoors. But the co-wives will be happy, not fighting like this world. If a person has 2-3 wives, then they are always fighting among themselves. But in Jannah, everybody's heart will be clean and united. And we're doing the tafsir of this ayah. My Ustad, Sheikh Ahmad Raza Ajmeri Rahmatullah Ali, taught Bukhari Sharif for 52 years, with the Jalalain Sharifain and even Bezawi Sharifain. He used to say that if you have a clean heart in this world, your Jannah will be here. And Allah says in the verse of the Quran, come to character. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّعَةُ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ صدق الله العظيم. Allah said, good character and bad character cannot be equal. If someone is bad towards you, said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, control your anger. And you still lower yourself and make salam to you for the sake of Allah. A person makes salam first, is free of pride, sign of humility. May Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of ecstasy. Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kaseera, wa subhanallah bukratahu wa asila. صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء كل داء. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.